Hello, audio boers. So you might think I sound a little bit different. This is the sound of suspected swine flu. Can you believe that? So I haven't holidayed in about 7 years. Go hit New York. Go see Manhattan. Have a few days in Washington. Pop on by London for a few days on the way home. Head back up to Dundee. I like to see the public health board track that travel. Phoned up NHS 24, wasn't feeling too great. Sore throat, runny nose, feel like I've been out for a big run. My bones, just achy. I hear it in my throat, in my voice. And so phoned up and said, look, done your symptoms checker online. I've answered a few of the questions and it said I should phone the doctor ASAP, so I thought I'd just phone for some advice and find out what to do. Should I just pop round to the doctor tomorrow? Nope, that's against protocol. Don't visit the doctor. How ridiculous does that sound? Don't visit the doctor. Nope, we'll have to get a nurse to phone you. The doctor, and then the doctor's doctor, doctor on call. So I told about 7 people last night all my different symptoms and my date of birth and my age via the telephone. And then someone knocked on my door, passed a mask through the letterbox, not saying anything, which doesn't exactly make you feel great straight away when there's a bit of lack of communication and you immediately chastised? Don't know what that word is, but you know, you just kind of feel singled out. So I had to put this mask on, the guy came in with all his biohazard stuff and everything. And then took some swabs and some blood and informs me that I'll find out between 2 and 4 o'clock today. He said if he was a betting man that he didn't think I had it, it could be the air conditioning and the jet lag that are like providing a lot of the symptoms. So who knows if I have it or not, but this is the possible sound of swine flu. Possibly. But yeah, not allowed to leave the house. I now have my network of flu friends, as I actually found quite comical in the original swine flu information. I thought, network of flu friends. But if I hadn't had the little network of flu friends yesterday, I'd had no food or anything in my flat. So very thankful. I have to remember to catch it, bin it, kill it. That's the thing to remember, guys. So yeah, waiting for my results and also for someone to phone to track my travel from New York. And I'm graduating tomorrow. You know, a big ceremony with about 1,000 people in a hall. So unless these results come in and it's negative, I'm not going to be able to do that. 4 years working at university, not going to be able to pick up the certificate if I get the wrong results in today. I just wish I'd never phoned, you know that? I just wish I'd waited, but then I guess you can't be too careful. Especially if I've been to like a swine flu hotspot, so yeah. Yeah, I'm glad to be back in the UK. Bet you guys are glad to have me back. Spreading the love and sneezes and coughs. But yeah, take it easy. I'll hopefully talk to you later. I'm actually going to probably be talking to you quite a lot because I'm not allowed out this house. Anyway, have a great time. Take it easy. Enjoy your day. Bye.